Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
大家好，我是冯菲菲，欢迎收听英国问答 Ask about Britain. 我们在这个节目中专门回答有关英国文化习俗的各种问题。今天和我在一起的是 Helen.
Hello, everyone. Now, let's get started. Our question today is from Anson Chan.
Anson 是来自广东的一位朋友，他问我们除了圣诞节之外，英国人还过哪些节日？
What are the other festivals in Britain besides the biggest one, Christmas? And how do people celebrate them?
那先让我们来听听普通的英国人是怎么说的吧。
We have Easter, which is normally in April or March, but apart from that, we don't have many festivals.
There we have Easter, that's quite a big thing. What we do is buy chocolate Easter eggs for each other, and there's an Easter bunny, so you'll have the Easter bunny comes along and hides eggs in the garden, you have hunts and things like that.
对很多人来说，除了圣诞节之外，另外一个比较大的节日就是每年三月或者四月份庆祝的复活节 Easter.
Easter is usually in March or April. We get a bank holiday on either side of the weekend.So that's 4 days off in a row.
Bank holiday, 公众假日，从周五开始放假，一共四天，所以很多人都借此机会外出旅游 take a mini break.
It's also a popular time for chocolate gifts. In the shops, you'll see lots of chocolate eggs or chocolate bunnies on sale.
对了，这个节日对小朋友们来说很有吸引力，因为他们会得到很多装有巧克力彩蛋或者是巧克力兔子的礼物。平时兔子的英文说法是 rabbit, 不过 bunny 也是兔子的意思。听起来是不是很可爱啊
?Yes, Easter bunnies are usually very cute and delicious to eat too.
很多家庭也借这个长假一起聚聚，有些孩子的家庭可能会搞些活动，比如说把巧克力蛋藏在花园里，然后让孩子们去找。
That's the Easter egg hunt on the Sunday of the long weekend.
这就是猎蛋游戏。不过吃太多巧克力可是会闹肚子的。
Well, there are lots of other festivals we have in the UK, and they're celebrated too. One of them is Pancake Day in February.
Pancake 就是薄煎饼，在二月下旬有一天会被定为煎饼日。虽然不会放假，但是很多人都会借此机会吃一顿香喷喷的薄饼。
I actually like the ordinary ones with just lemon, but I do like it when you have like a little bit of ice cream on them.You know, particularly if the hot and it melts in. It gives you that quite nice, cozy feeling.
Sounds nice. Plain pancakes with a bit of lemon juice and sugar. Andy also likes to have a bit of ice cream on his pancakes.
Pancakes 里面可以包各种各样的馅儿，甜的、咸的都可以。最传统的吃法就是撒点糖和柠檬汁，趁热吃才香。
And Andy can finish 6 pancakes in one go.
Well, obviously, as you can tell, I'm someone who looks after my body, so about 6.
Andy 可真能吃，一顿能干掉六个薄煎饼。
Oh dear, can you hear my stomach grumbling? I'd do anything for a pancake now.
Hold on, we haven't talked about the other festivals yet.
That's right. Here Stuart talks about special days for England, Scotland and Wales.
We don't have national holidays, but you have St George's Day, which is England, St Andrew's Day, which is Scotland, and St David's Day, which is Wales. They're not really celebrated. There's no national holiday, but people just like to recognise them, to show support for their country, I guess.
Stuart 告诉我们，虽然英国没有类似国庆这样的节日，但是英格兰、苏格兰和威尔士都有自己的民族节日。
So St George's Day is in England.It's on the 23rd of April.
英格兰有圣乔治日，在每年的4月23号。
St. Andrew's Day is in Scotland, and that's on the 30th of November.
苏格兰在每年的11月30号会庆祝圣安德鲁日。
And Wales have St. David's Day on the 1st of March.
威尔士有圣大卫日，在每年的3月1日。
We don't get official bank holidays for these days, but people do recognize them to show their support for their countries.
庆祝这些民族节日最普遍的方式就是和朋友们一起到酒吧里喝一杯。
Well, I think it'll be more than just one drink, more like a dozen drinks.
So are there more big celebrations?
We have...recently adopted Halloween, which is a very US actually, celebration.
With Halloween, people dress up as ghosts and witches, because it's an old ceremony to do with All Saints Day and to do with driving out evil spirits. So people dress up as ghosts and they go round and play tricks on people.
每年的十月三十一日是 Halloween 万圣节，英国这几年也开始庆祝这个和驱散妖魔鬼怪有关的节日。
Many kids like to dress up as ghosts and witches, and they go around people's houses. They'll ask trick or treat.
Trick or treat 是万圣节的一个习俗，孩子们借此机会会向别人要糖吃，如果不给他们糖，他们就会制造一系列的恶作剧。Play tricks on people.
And shortly after Halloween, it's the bonfire night on the 5th of November.
Bonfire night, 这是英国传统的大篝火节，定在每年的11月5日晚上。
We also have the 5th of November every year is Guy Fawkes night, where years ago Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. So every year we have a horrendous celebration of the fact that he failed by...Lots of fireworks and burning an effigy of Guy Fawkes on a big bonfire, so that's the most recent one.
Bonfire Night is also known as Guy Fawkes Night. Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in 1605 and he failed.
1605年，一个名叫 Guy Fawkes 的英国人计划把英国国会给炸掉 ，blow up 就是引起爆炸，结果阴谋败露。后来为了纪念英国国会的存在，每年11月5日晚上，英国很多地方都会燃起篝火，烧掉 Guy Fawkes 的模拟人像。
An effigy of someone means a cardboard copy of someone. Nowadays, Bonfire Night is a chance for people to get together and have fun on a cold winter night.
好了，今天对英国节日的解释也就要结束了。
There are lots of other festivals in the UK people celebrate, like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and many others.Unfortunately, we don't have time to cover them all.
希望大家有机会能登录我们的网站 www.bbcukchina.com 在这里你可以下载更多的英语教学节目。
Thanks for listening and see you next time.
下次节目再会。
BBC Learning English.